Well, I thought he was productive in preseason. You know, he ran hard, he broke tackles, and I thought he, you know, had good preseason games for us. It was durable, tough, you know, hard guy to tackle. So, you know, it's like it always is when you cut down at the end, the guys that you can't keep on your roster, you hope you can get to the practice squad, and a lot of those guys end up playing for our team and other teams. I'm sure if you look around the league, there's probably, you know, four or five, six of those guys on everybody's team one way or another. Well, I think you see a lot of that throughout the league. There's quite a few players in the league that are undrafted running backs or late draft choices that have been productive players. So that's one of the positions that over the years there's some consistency of being able to find guys at that position to come in and be productive. You put Brandon Bolden in that category too. So you know, I think Jonas was a good player in college. I don't think there was really any doubt about that. The injury was a very significant injury. He really didn't do much for Miami that first year. That was 2012. And then last year in 2013, he was with the Ravens. And it was interesting because we actually had the other Notre Dame running back, Sierra Wood, who was with Houston last year. And then he was released, and then we put him on our practice squad. But in the end, we really felt that, you know, we'd rather have Jonas over Sierra, and we ended up having the opportunity to do that at the end of the year when Jonas wasn't re-signed by Baltimore. We signed him as a future player and got him in this year. So, but, you know, he's been a productive player. He's been a good player in the opportunities that he's had, minus the time, of course, that he missed with the injury, but certainly looks like that's in the past now. Yeah, well, that's always a part of it. You know, we had some success early in the game, particularly on the first drive, and that gives you a lot of encouragement to keep doing it. You know, it's hard when you call plays and, you know, you gain a yard and you call five or six of them and you got seven or eight yards. I mean, it's hard to keep calling those. If the score's in your favor and the circumstances are, the stars are in alignment, you can keep doing it, but when it's not going well, it's just hard to stay with that. So certainly success had a lot to do with it. Naturally, we had those plays in the game plan because we thought that they would have an opportunity to be successful. So that was not unexpected that we, you know, it was like we put them at halftime. We thought that they would have a chance, but it turned out that they were effective and our players blocked well. You know, I thought we had great blocking, not only from the offensive line, particularly the tackles, but also the tight end position. You know, that Rob did a good job, and Cam Fleming out there at tight end, Hooman, and James Devlin at fullback, and our receivers blocked well. So just the combination of everything, it all came together. Jonas ran hard. He broke a lot of tackles or got yards after first contact. He had, you know, I'd say close to probably 100 yards after the first guy made contact with him. So, you know, all those things played into it, but certainly the success makes it a lot easier to keep calling those plays, no question. Mm-hmm.